February 16, 1932, the acts done without the divine will are voids of the infinite. How one must do everything and wait for the events to let the kingdom of the divine will come. How the acts done and it set out for heaven as property of the celestial fatherland. I was continuing my acts in the divine will, to find all its acts and fuse them together, so as to be able to say, I do what it does. Oh! What happiness one feels in thinking that one is doing what the divine will does. And my lovable Jesus, visiting his little daughter, told me, good daughter, if you knew what void is formed in the act of the creature when it is not filled completely with my will such that that act lacks the fullness of sanctity, it lacks the infinite. And since the infinite is missing, an abyss of emptiness appears, which only the infinite could fill. In fact, the creature, with all her acts, was made for the infinite, and when my will runs within her acts, it places the infinite in them, and her act appears full of light, kept by my will in its womb of light, and with the infinite inside, that renders it a fulfilled act. On the other hand, when my will does not enter the act of the creature as life, beginning, means and end, the act is empty, and no one can fill the abyss of that void. And if there is sin, an abyss of darkness and of miseries appears in that act, such as to be horrifying. Now, my daughter, how many of these acts are there in the length of the centuries, empty of the infinite rejected by the human act? My divine will has the right over each act of creature, and in order to come to reign it wants one who lives in it to go tracing all these empty acts, in order to pray it to press it to put the infinite in each act, that it may recognize its own act in each act, so that its dominion may be complete. And even if these acts were to be past acts, for one who lives in my will there is always something to do and to repair, because in it there is the power to be able to fix and redo everything, as long as it finds a creature who is willing. More so, since those are acts of creature without my will. Therefore another creature, united with my will, can fix and order everything. This is why, my daughter, I have told you other times, and I repeat to you, let us do everything it takes in order to make the divine will known and let it reign. Nothing must be lacking on our part, prayers, sacrifice of one's life, taking all the acts of creatures as though in one's hand in order to call it to place something of its own, so that there might be my I love you and yours, my plea and yours, crying out, we want the divine will. So, the whole creation and all acts will all be as though covered with divine will, and the divine will feel called by each act of creature from all points, and by each created thing, because you and I have already made the call, wanting to put even the sacrifice of our life in each thing and in each act, so that it may come to reign. This will be power before the throne of God, magnetic force, irresistible magnet, all acts crying out that they want the divine will reigning in the midst of creatures. But who is crying out? I am the little daughter of my will. Then, as though captured, it will descend to reign. Here, then, your rounds and rounds in creation, in my own acts, in those of the celestial mama to commit our very divine acts for a kingdom so holy, and in those of the creatures to copy them and place what they may lack. But all of them must have one single voice, whether directly or indirectly by means of one who wants to make the sacrifice of becoming the supplier and repairer, to obtain that it may come to reign in the midst of the generations. Therefore, what I have you do, and I myself do together with you, are necessary acts, preparations, formation, wealth and capitals that are needed. Once we have done everything, on my part and on your part, in such a way that nothing must be lacking, so as to be able to say, we have done everything, there is nothing left for us to do. Just as I said in redemption, I have done everything to redeem man, my love does not know what else to invent in order to place him in safety. And I departed for heaven, waiting for man to take the good out by the sacrifice of my life I had formed for him and given him in the same way. Once there is nothing left for us to do for the kingdom of my will upon earth, You too will be able to come into heaven, waiting from the celestial fatherland for the creatures to take the wealth, the capital, the kingdom of the supreme fiat that will already be formed there. This is why I always say to you, single quote, be attentive, do not omit anything when there is nothing else that can be done, let us do our part. The rest, the circumstances, the events, the things, the diversity of people, will do the rest. And since it is already formed, it will come out by itself and will go forward in its reigning. It takes more sacrifice to form something, for then it is easy to put it out. But in order to form it, it takes someone who would lay down his own life, and the sacrifice of a will sacrificed with continuous acts in mind. After this he remained silent. And then he added, my daughter, you must know that each act of creature has its place around God. Just as each star has its place under the vault of the heavens, the same for the acts of creatures, each has its place. But which ones are those that set out on the royal road, as property of the celestial fatherland, and take the most honorable places, and give divine glory to their Creator? The acts done in my will. When one of these acts departs from the earth, the heavens bow down, all the blessed go to meet it, and accompany that act to the place of honor around the supreme throne. In that act all feel glorified, because the eternal will has triumphed in the act of the creature, and has placed its divine act in it. On the other hand, the acts that are not done in my will, be they even good, do not set out on the royal road. They set out through winding roads, and make a long stop to go to purgatory, and there wait for the creature, so as to be purified together by dint of fire. And when they are done with being purified, then do they set out for heaven, to take their place not in places of prime order, but in secondary places. Do you see the great difference? The first acts, as soon as they are formed, don't even remain together with the creature, because, being things of heaven, they cannot remain on earth, and therefore they immediately take their flight into their fatherland. Not only this, but all the angels and saints claim into heaven, as their own thing, what has been done in the divine will, because everything that is done by it, both on earth and in heaven, is all property of the celestial fatherland. Therefore, each little act of hers is claimed by the whole of heaven, because they are all founts of eternal joys and beatitude, which belong to them. The complete opposite for one who does not operate in my will. Fiat.